The following is an encore presentation of an earlier commentary originally broadcast November 24th, 2005. Here is Kay's Whirling.
For those listeners who do not believe in the existence of God, I respectfully suggest that you do not listen to this commentary. It will have no meaning for you. Holy Moses and Jesus Christ, undoubtedly the two most compelling moral figures of our current civilization, because they were chosen by God to deliver to the world His messages for the endurance of a good and ethical society. History records that after God created the world, He also created different civilizations to occupy it one at a time. Each civilization grew and evolved, and because of human lust and power, each gradually became so morally bankrupt that in disgust, God decided to discard them and start all over again. The present civilization is now showing unmistakable signs of so much moral decay that God may discard it also. He's very angry with us. Witness the unusual and frequent abundant catastrophes our world is experiencing. The latest catastrophe could be the announcement recently that 12-year-old boys in elementary school will be offered condoms. Moses was summoned by God to receive and disperse to his people, the Jews, his Ten Commandments, so that gradually all people would learn to worship God by living productively and morally, like not stealing, not lying, not killing, not coveting, always honoring parents, etc. In short, rules to live by to be good human beings. Our civilization presently is being assaulted by many people who have rejected religion, rejected the family unit, are trying vigorously to legalize same-sex marriage. These same people created legislation to allow pregnant 12-year-old girls to obtain abortions without the knowledge of their parents. Our society is going downhill rapidly. The wrong people are taking over, which does not bode well for the continued existence of this civilization. Several centuries after God delivered to Moses his commandments, a very special human being was born, and his name was Jesus Christ. And I love Jesus Christ. As a young adult, he wandered many places with a unique and simple message, which was, "Love thy neighbor and turn the other cheek." It is moot to argue whether Jesus was or was not divine. Suffice to say that his was a very special message because he offered the concept of goodness to the world that needed to hear it. These teachings of Jesus were so new and so foreign to a dog-eat-dog, belligerent, and destructive world that many embraced his concept, and so Christianity was born. About a couple of centuries ago, our nation, a democracy, was created by our forefathers, and in their wisdom, they combined the moral beliefs of both Judaism and Christianity in an ethical basis and mission statement for the new, incredible country. So, from its inception, the U.S. has been and always will be a Judeo-Christian nation. We pray that our democracy will continue to prosper and endure despite the negative pressures of decadent, godless forces in our midst. So, God, please continue to bless America. For KSCO, this is Kay's Whirling.